I barely know her.
There was a shortness to Theron's reply. It wasn't exactly anger or bitterness, more like exasperation. As if he'd had or imagined this conversation so many times before that he was simply tired of it.
So you've never reached out to her? Or she to you?
Theron shrugged.
Never saw any reason. When I was born, she gave me up to dedicate herself to the Republic. I understand why she did it, and I respect her choice. I chose to serve the Republic too. That's why I joined SIS. Making her part of my life now would just complicate things for both of us, make both of our jobs harder. I don't see the point.
You seem pretty sure of this,
Jace noted.
Nagani Joe helped me understand why Satil did what she did. I've come to terms with it. I've moved on.
But what about your father? Didn't you ever want to ask Satil about him?
Master Zhou was my father. He raised me, made me who I am.
The conversation wasn't going as well as Jace had hoped. He was dancing around the real issue and realized he was actually afraid. He'd faced death too many times to count, but here he was, too scared to tell Theron why he was really here. Taking a deep breath, the Supreme Commander decided it was time to charge into the breach.
Theron, I didn't know Satil had a son. I only found out a few days ago when I saw your name in the report and I asked the director if you were related.
Kind of wish he'd lied to you,
Theron grumbled.
Could have avoided this whole awkward chat.
Jace ignored him and pressed on, determined to get the truth out there.
He gave me your personnel file. I checked when you were born, confirming what I already suspected. Theron, I believe that I am your father.
There was a long silence before Theron finally spoke.
I already told you,
he said coldly.
Master Zhou was my father.
Theron, you have to believe that I had no idea. When Satil broke off our relationship, I thought it was because of the Jedi Order's ban against emotional attachments. I didn't realize she was pregnant.
Theron stood up suddenly.
Commander, I'm sorry she lied to you, but this is between you and her. You need to talk to Satil.
That's the last thing I need right now,
Jace replied.
She lied to me, hid you from me. I'm so mad I wouldn't even know what to say to her.
But she'd know what to say to you,
Theron said sympathetically.
The Jedi always have an explanation.
Exactly. I'm in no mood to hear her prattle on about peace and controlling your emotions. That's why I came to you.
I still don't know what you want from me,
Theron said, shaking his head.
Why tell me this?
Why?
Jace rose to his feet.
You're my son. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
No,
Theron snapped, taking a step back.
We're just strangers who happen to share a biological connection.
That's my point,
Jace insisted, resisting the urge to take a step forward.
We don't have to be strangers.
I don't need someone to take me fishing or teach me how to ride a hoverbike.
That's not what I meant,
Jace said, shaking his head in frustration.
I just want to get to know you better. Maybe we have more in common than you think.